Christmas, April 6, 2014, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ of the new age of consummation and fire. Let us pray to the Lord Jesus. You heard the song, Carol of the Bells. We are still in the heart and the spirit of Christmas season because the Lord Jesus Christ is great and greatly to be praised. He is not a second-class citizen. He is the ultimate light of the universe. Let us praise his holy name. Sweet Jah Jesus. Jah Jesusi. 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 Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus. Eternal holy light of Christ. Jah Jesus. You who live in us. We thank you, sweet Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus Christ. Almighty energy. We adore you. We love you. We thank you. We praise you. Exalted be you forever and ever in your most royal Holy Spirit name, Jah Jesus Christ.
Yes, the divine Holy Spirit who comes from Jah Jesus Spirit. We thank you. We love you. We praise you. We thank you for health, which is our greatest health, wealth. And we thank you for living inside us, talking to us, guiding us throughout our day. You are our life within us. You are our Holy Spirit of promise that guide us, that transfigure us, and that we love you and we can praise you and talk to you any moment of the day because you are there 24/7. You are the God that's closer than hands and feet, and you reside within us all. And we love you and we thank you. So be it. Amen. This is Son of God University, baby. We're back on the scene. And it's another great show is coming up. We're going to talk about a lot of things. We're going to definitely get into this omnipresence. Isn't that right, my brother?
You are so divinely right, my beautiful brother. The name of the game is the omnipresent energy vibrating on this Christmas Easter Sunday, glorifying the eternal Christ, the eternal energy of the universe. We are happy, jubilant, excited, overjoyed, full of happiness because the name of Jesus Christ resides in our being. And we are excited because that we know that in us we live and move and have our being and the supreme light of the universe, the eternal Lord of glory, Jah Jesus Christ, the almighty energy dwelling within us.
What about that energy? Let's talk about this energy, the name of this energy. What is so significant about the name Jah Jesus? We a lot of times, my brothers and sisters, my loving brothers and sisters, a lot of times we say Jah Jesusi. Now, that's the original name, but Jah Jesus' name in America is highly exalted, and that name is just as powerful. But let's talk about Jah Jesus. Why is that name so powerful, my brother?
Well, throughout the apostolic scriptures in the book of Acts, technically throughout the whole Bible, I'll go back to the book of Psalms where it says, God spoke, the Father, Jehovah, he said, I will exalt my word above all my name. Now, the word is the living light, the energy, the vibrant Lord Jesus Christ.
It's not the Bible? Wait, the word of God, we hear this a lot. The word of God is the scriptures. Is that true? Are we talking about that? What are we talking about?
We're talking about the living Christ, the living spirit within, the whole I spirit of God. We're talking about the divine Son of God, Jesus Christ, who took on human flesh. The word of God is Jesus, Jesus Christ, Jesus. Jesus Christ is the living word who spoke in the beginning of time, before time was time, and said, let there be light, let there be this, let there be that. So everything was formed of this light energy. So therefore, the people that got this April Fool's joke, and it is April's month, that God made everything out of nothing, they got a problem. Because in the beginning, in the book of Genesis, the very original script, it says, in the beginning, God, or Elohim, created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. And that was talking about the second creation, let alone the first. And God said, let there be light. Let there be light. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The light was not created. The light was in existence with the Father God Almighty because the omnipresent energy was with God and also with Jesus Christ because they came out of the fireballs of eternity when they formed their celestial bodies so we'd be able to look upon them in the heavens and upon the earth.
So is the word this intelligence, is that what you're saying? So everything you're saying is the word of God. What should we be concentrate on the word in this year. The word is What word is really significant to us right now?
Carol the Bells. Sing on the song, Christmas is here, word of good cheer, Jesus is near. Lord Jesus' song, the Word is the living Christ. The Word is the Holy Spirit. The Word made flesh inside of Jesus is the same Word inside of us. This omnipresent energy is what we should be focusing on. A lot of Christians and Muslims and Hindus and Jews and various varieties, they have their nose focused in the Vedic scriptures, the Holy Scriptures, the Bhagavad Gita, and those are nice books, and the Torah, and various scriptures, but the main focus is the light, sweetheart, oh baby, the divine light of Christ. That is the Urim and the Thummim spoken of ancient times in the book of Moses, that this light energy, this divine cosmic force, this power that lives inside of every individual who cometh into the world is the Word of God. That is the sword of the Spirit, not the Bible. The Bible itself could not save you. You can knock somebody in the head with it and fighting, but that's good, but it ain't good. The main thing, if you're depending on the Holy Spirit, then you'll know just what to do. Now, somebody might say, he said the Bible ain't good. I didn't say that. I say it's not good to take the Bible and knock somebody upside the head with it. But the Word of Christ in us, we will know exactly what to do. The Word, the Holy Spirit, protects us. The light of Christ, Jesus' Spirit, protects us from harm, danger, illnesses, fall downs, everything. And it's the reality of all truth.
So the Word of God within us, the Holy Spirit. Now, that Word of God has a name, doesn't it?
Yes.
Now, how important it is to have that name utilized by living our lives?
Well, that name produced the energetic power. Before time was time, way back as we existed as spirit children in the universe, before time ever begun, we were spirit beings in existence with the Almighty. And the word was given by the Father that this name of this great child who was to come into the world, known as Jesus Christ, that's why the Christmas season is so celebratory and so gloriously exalted throughout the seasons, that this name is the same name of the light of Christ. And it has power because in the book of John, Gospel, first chapter, verse 12, it says, and to them gave he the power to become sons of God, to them that believe on his name. And his name, as Annalise Calvin put it, is also in parentheses, the light of Christ. The name of the light of Christ, or the name of the Holy Ghost on every coast, is Jesus Christ. And that name is a powerful name because in the scripture, like I said, the book of Philippians, the book of Corinthians, and the book of Romans, like we said the other yesterday month, the book of Romans, the 13th chapter, verse 14, the Apostle Paul said, put ye on Lord Jesus Christ and make not provisions or negations for the flesh to do negative deeds. If you put ye on something, that's like power. That is power. That's a vibration. So what the Apostle Paul said, put ye on the Holy Spirit. But he let us know what the name of Holy Spirit is. The name is so powerful because the devils cannot take the name of Jesus Christ. Because when Jesus Christ was assassinated on a Holy Passover, a Wednesday, Holy Wednesday, some people say Maundy Thursday, some say Good Friday. We don't argue, but the good news, we know he was assassinated, and he was in the grave for 3 days and three nights. The body was, and then his spirit was in hell, preaching to the spirits to deliver the children out of hell, or Sheol, Hades, and Gehenna, and various realms of hate, darkness. So, therefore, the devils cannot take that name of Jesus. So, therefore, it's been declared on page 123 in the book of Temple of God by Annalise Skyron, also, that the name of the light of Christ is Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ is the ultimate supreme name. Devils bow at that name. Sickness bow at that name. Illnesses bow at that name. Vicissitudes and transgressions bow at that name. The name is so powerful because we were commanded by the apostles and the Lord Jesus himself that we must pray in that name, lift up the name, glorify the name of Jesus Christ, praise the name of Jesus Christ, get excited in the name of Jesus Christ, baptize in the name of Jesus Christ. It is the supreme name of all power. It is the name above every name in the universe. And through that name, that's why our logo, that's Jesus, baby, you know, our Gmail, that it is so powerful because in that magnanimous name, our flesh is renewed. Like we tell you all year long, that the physical body is renewed by calling on the name of the light of Christ. The light of Christ has a name, and the name is powerful. It's important. We can't overemphasize it enough that the name of Jesus Christ. If all you ministers on the in the world can get that in your brain cells and get excited, your churches would be popular, they would be prosperous, they would be more elevated, and the people would be living the life of the universe of truth, because in that name is purification. That's why the scripture declares that we should be baptized in the royal name of the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. That name is an endless name. It has supreme power. Like I say, it's all protection. It guides you, because the light, the name is the light.
Okay, we're going to track back some. You said in hell. Remember, before Jesus died and came to hell, hell was a paradisical thing. It was really nice. When Jesus came down there, they said, they didn't want to see him.
Right.
What the hell are you doing down here? Then what happened, my brother? Explain that.
Well, it declares that in the apostolic scriptures again, and also in the 27 chapters of St. Matthew, and throughout the Bible, that the Lord Jesus, we're right at this Passover season. Happy Easter, by the way. Merry Christmas, by the way. It's like that time when Jesus Christ came to earth, and he was assassinated for the sins of the people, and he knew that was his divine mission on the planet, his divine destiny, was to bring forth the Christ light, which he did and which we're supposed to do. So as he went to Hades or hell, all the partying and the game plan was over. Because, see, they had a hold of people that were in that realm. They could not get out. Even the good people who went to like a purgatory status, they could not come out until Shiloh came.
You mean like Abraham couldn't come out?
That's right. They were in like a type of paradise, but it wasn't heaven. See, there is a difference. Like you say, hell was like a paradise. It was betwixt and between. Even the great father of the faith, Abraham, he had to stay there and wait. And every time a great messenger of light came, they say, is that Shiloh? Or is that the Messiah? Or Messiah? Or Messiah? Is that the Lord Jesus? No, that wasn't the one. And so when the true Hebrew messenger of truth came forth, the prophets that were in that realm of those who died in the faith, they had to stay and wait until Jesus come before anybody can go to the high heaven.
Whoa! So when Jesus came, what changed? Hell, I mean, what changed? Why didn't they want to see him?
You mean, why didn't the devil want to see him?
Why didn't the negative forces want to see Jesus?
Well, Jesus is the conqueror of evil. It says Jesus Christ, the Son of God, destroyed the works of the devil. And so when he came on the scene and when that blood shed, it caused a tsunami. It caused a storm. It caused an earthquake. The earth rocked and rolled, and the sun became dark. The moon probably even became blurred, like it's coming up. We were talking about that a little bit on the blood moons, that all this action happened, and Satan bowed his knee, and Beelzebub, he bowed his knee, or Beelzebub, who has no boobs, he bowed his knee, and all these devils, they had to let the sinners go, because when Jesus Christ went down there, he preached to those spirits in prison, and they were able to get delivered out of hell. And the scripture says in the 27th chapter of St. Matthew, and 26, 27, going through the 28, how that these people that died, that they were allowed to come out of hell, the spirits reunited with the physical flesh, and they walked the earth on the earth in their physical bodies.
Isn't that during Easter time, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes.
That was during Easter.
Exactly. This glorious month of April is a celebration of the resurrection of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and also the assassination first, a few days.
So after the assassination, people came out of that purgatory, or whatever you want to call it, and they actually walked the earth. People saw them walk the earth.
Yes, yes. Many, probably millions, they were walking the earth, came out of the hell, out of hell, out of their graves, their physical bodies returned to them, walking with power and majesty, and they were chanting, glory to Jesus Christ, glory to Jesus Christ, the everlasting King of Glory. Who was the King of Glory? The Lord Jesus Christ of hosts. And they were magnifying him because he was the new God of the new age and the new testament of the new times.
So he took the keys. Remember he told me he took the keys?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the keys he took?
Yes. Matter of fact, Satan had to
give him the keys.
Yeah, gave it over. It's like, oh no, Jesus now is Lord of heaven, earth, and hell. You see, all the heavens, all the earth, all the planets, and all the hell. So therefore, when Jesus Christ gave his glorified life, sacrificed his physical body, and then he was resurrected by the eternal energy and given life back, he came with all authority, all power, and everything changed. Just like the church, the temple was rent into, it exploded. Because Jehovah God said, no more sacrifices for sins is needed. No more bulls and gathering together in these sanctuary houses. Now you can go in the mountaintop and praise Jesus Christ. You can go in the valley and praise Jesus Christ. You can go to the Seattle Seahawks football game and praise Jesus Christ. You can go to the Mariners baseball game in Seattle, Washington, and praise Jesus Christ, or whatever city you live in. You can go anywhere in the world in nature. You no longer have to be behind those four walls or five-wall Pentagon-style walls. You can go right to Jesus Christ in nature, because omnipresent spirit is here now.
Okay, so what you're saying, what happened is that it was a big earthquake.
Yes.
So when that earthquake happened, it shattered that temple. And so that's a representation of that we don't really need to go to a four-wall cathedral or anything. We're into the spirit now of Jesus Christ. So that spirit is omnipresent. It's everywhere present. So since it's everywhere present, it's always been, but now that time came when Jesus came, that is, we know it is. So when we know it is, so you're saying that we don't have to go to a church. We don't have to go. We can be anywhere praising Jesus. Jesus is everywhere present because his spirit is everywhere. It's omnipresent. It's definitely in us, but his spirit flows everywhere.
Yes, my loving brother. It flows to all the beautiful sweethearts in the world. This omnipresent energy is vitally everywhere present. Like I said a few weeks ago, I don't go to church to worship Jesus. I go to the cathedral to listen to the pipe organ. And I may go to, if I feel aerobic church, aerobic style, I'll go to a Pentecostal church where they clap hands and they dance, you see. And if I want to do the Habba Nagila, I go to a Jewish church. And so, therefore, I don't go to church to worship the Son of God, because I am the temple of the Son of God. See, we are temples in the book of Corinthians, and they say, no, you're not, that you're the temple of the living God. And also say, no, you're not, you're the temple of the Holy Ghost. So if we're the temple of the Holy Ghost that's everywhere present, we are not bound by the four-wall cathedral. We are the cathedral. We are the Satido. We are the shrine. We are the mosque of Jesus Christ. We are the mosque of Allah Jesus. We are the synagogue of Yahweh Jesus. You see, people are tired of the same old, and they're not magnifying the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Because if you want to get this power, this eternal energy, it's imperative that the name of Jesus be magnified. It's imperative that the name be lifted up, because the Son of God, the individual being, Jesus of Nazareth, he sacrificed his life on the cross for us. And so therefore, by him going to the cross, and he gave his life for 3 days and three nights, he was in Sheol, Gehenna, and Hell, and Hades, and all those different realms of Tartarus and the darkness realm. And after the third day, he came after 72 hours, 3 days and three nights. That's why that's he was assassinated or crucified on Wednesday, not Friday. Wednesday to Thursday, Thursday to Friday, Friday to Saturday. Right after Saturday sunset, or after, because he went to the Jewish calendar, the Sabbath ended on Saturday night after sunset. It begins on Friday night at sunset. So, therefore, Jesus did not resurrect on Sunday. He was already awake. He had did his thing, and he was already resurrected on Saturday Night Live. And when the people came to the tomb, Mary and the other Mary, to bring the spices to anoint the body, he was already gone. They came at sunrise. That's where the people get sunrise Easter services, which is really inadequate, because Jesus Christ did not rise at sunrise. But if you want to do that, it's okay. You have that freedom. But Jesus Christ rose on Saturday night. He honored the Sabbath because he was the end of the law. He was the creator of all things. He's before the law. He is the grace of the law, which means now we are under the grace and truth of Jesus Christ, which means we're not bound by these rituals and these times and these new moons and Sabbath days. That's what Colossians, the first chapter, verse 16 or 2:16, it says, let no man therefore judge you in which in the meat and drink in respect of a Sabbath day or the holy day or of the new moons, because a lot of the our beautiful, wonderful Jewish brothers and sisters, they have a lot of things start on the calendar of the new moons. And that's okay, you see, because the calendar, everybody got a different calendar, the Gregorian calendar in America and the UK, and then the Julian calendar, and in the Soviet Republic, how they have different calendars. But the main thing is to get wrapped in the Urim and the Thurim, or the light of Jesus Christ. Because through that divine sacrifice that Jesus did, he is alive. He resurrects. People say, is the Lord Jesus Christ alive? Somebody called, dig this right, brother. Somebody called all the way from Jupiter, Florida. Jupiter, Florida, in the United States of America. Some people, they hear Jupiter like, another planet? No, there's a city called Jupiter, Florida, in the southeastern United States of America. And they say, does Jesus Christ have the same physical body that he had when he was on dealing with his disciples? What would you say?
He definitely does.
Yes, absolutely.
I think a lot of people think he has a spiritual body. Uh-huh. We need probably explain that,
okay.
That he has a physical body, but it's transfigured. It's illuminated with atoms. It's atomized. And I think you need to explain that he doesn't have no spirit body. He's not a translucent.
Okay.
He's not. He has a body that's been transfigured.
Okay, you're right. In the Gospels of the Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and they talk about the mountain, the Transfiguration, where Jesus of Nazareth, went up on the mountain with his chosen disciples of Saint John, Saint Peter, and Saint James, or Saint James, and they were up there magnifying the Lord Jesus, and then they were allowed to see the illumination of Jesus' physical body. Now, his physical body, like my brother said, is the same body that was crucified. The same body that was resurrected, and it's the same body that's alive today. He didn't put it aside and get a new one. He didn't trade it in at Walmart and get another one. Neither did he buy a new one at the Bond Macy's supermarket, clothing market. He got the same physical body because he atomized himself by worshiping the eternal energy inside of himself.
So what do people say that when you become, you know, like when you be taken up, and they say you're going to get a new body. Is that incorrect?
That's very incorrect.
You know, remember, they think you're going to get a new body when you're well, first of all, they think that everybody's going to go up at once. We know that's off the wall.
Yes.
But then, two, they say you're going to get a new body. Basically, you're not getting a new body. You're getting a transfigured body, a body that's infused, atomized with the light of Christ, that's glorified.
Yes. That's exactly right. The glory of this is found in the Genesis, like I told you yesteryear, Genesis 5:24, Hebrews 11:5-6. And it's also in the book of Mosiah and the Book of Mormon. It's also found in the book of Ether and throughout other scriptures, also the lost books of the Bible, that transfiguration is the same physical body, never physically die. St. John 8, chapter 51, Jesus Christ says, if you keep my sayings, you shall never experience physical death. That is a fact. Enoch did not die. Elijah did not die. Daniel, St. John, Mother Maria, or Mother Mary, and many, many saints did not die. People want to assume, neither did Methuselah die. That's incorrect what the translators say. Methuselah lived 969 years and he died. April Fools, he did not die. No one lives 969 years and just die. That guy was...
Wasn't he Enoch's son?
Yes, Enoch. So how can he die?
How can he die?
Yes. Yes.
He was around transfigured beings,
yes.
in the New Jerusalem up in the west. How is he going to die if the whole city is taken up and he just was left on the earth as a remnant? That's all he was.
Exactly. So, yes, this translation is really real because the physical body is meant to keep on living. The doctor in France, he says, the physical body is made to live forever, but we don't know why it died. Well, we do. Very simple. You're living a negative life. You're living in sin. You need to change yourself. How do you change yourself? By submitting to the rays of light, submitting to love, submitting to the love of Christ, the love energy that flows and glows and makes you flow and grow and go to the truth. So when a person is transformed, then and he becomes in love with the light of Christ or the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit is the key to all life. That Holy Spirit is the key to living forever. The Holy Spirit is the key to transformation, transmutation, translation. And translation is when you never physically die. People that die and get resurrected, that's a different deal. They die and then they got to be raised up. That's a different glory. That's a lesser glory. But people that keep on living and keep on, like Jesus of Nazareth, he didn't have to die, but he gave his life for the sins of the world.
So he's a transfigured and resurrected being.
Yes, he is. And that's what
double.
That makes them dynamic duo. That makes them divine, because the thing, because he proved it when he resurrected 20th chapter of St. John, is that he, the doors being shut and they were locked, and this being walked through the doors, and they thought, oh, it's a phantom, it's a ghost. He said, no, it is I. It is I, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And he showed his glory, and he ate some food, some barbecue fish, and bread. They said, you really are a living being. Because they thought, wow, how can, nobody can walk through walls. Yes, they can. It's a living, joyful reality. It's exciting. It's a thrill. It's a real. Because if you are in the light of Christ, the Spirit of Almighty God, through Jesus Christ, and you in love, see, what people don't recognize, the Holy Spirit is almighty. It ain't mighty only. It's not a third person of some Trinity. It is a glorious supreme energy. It's the almighty energy, one with the Father, came forth through the Son, so the Son of God. So this almighty energy could do everything.
Who's in control of this all-powerful energy on earth?
The great one, the great King of glory, the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
So he's the one that controls the energy?
Exactly. He's the one that gives it to you. That's why it's imperative to go by.
So how do you get this energy? Let's talk about it. Most people don't know. We talking about all this stuff.
Okay.
How do we get this energy?
Well, the first key is Acts, the second chapter, verse 38. And then Peter said unto them, repent. And repent means to get rid of all your, or confess your sins to Jesus Christ. In other words, be sorry for your negativity. Make a metanoia, or a transformation change. When you get tired of living in a negative world, or living in sin and all the pain and agony with it, then you repent to Jesus Christ. You confess all your sins and acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord Supreme. You recognize that he is the highest of the highest. He is a perfect being, without sin, without spot, no negative, equal to God, sits on the right hand of God, and then he got his own throne in his own co-lobby heaven. He got his own kingdom. So therefore, Jesus Christ is to be worshipped. That is the one to worship, Jesus Christ. When you worship Jesus Christ and you praise Jesus Christ and you ask for forgiveness of sins, and then you become baptized in the royal name of Jesus Christ, and then you can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You see? Because that is the divine way. It's a simple way. It's a magnanimous way. It's a freedom way. It's a joyful way. It's open to all.
So can you do this yourself, or do you have to have a minister around you? Can you just bow down right now and ask Jesus to forgive you for your sins, admit to Jesus, and then ask for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, by asking, do you praise Jesus and ask him for that baptism of the Holy Ghost, or do you ask? How do you do that?
Yes, I would say you ask him, you praise him for it if he gets the knowledge, praise him for it, and then you can ask him, you know, because he's ready to give it to you. Ask him, it shall be granted or given. And yes, you go directly to Jesus. Is this no minister? You don't have to have a priest standing over you. There are millions that have testified that they didn't know who God was, who God is, whatever God exists. Some didn't know he exists, or whether there is an existence of a creator. And they say, I don't know who you are, whoever you may be, but if you are, please let me know. And they just start sobbing and confessing their sins. They feel that inner cleansing. People say, you don't have to feel nothing. Something's wrong with them. Something's wrong with their brain cells, because when they eat food, they feel it. When they have tallywacker services, they feel it, and, you know, which is sexual services. So how come you can't feel the Christ-like, you see? Or this? When you confess to Jesus, you're going to feel a cleansing. You're going to feel that inner working of purified power. And because when you cry out to Jesus Christ, you're going to get delivered. It's guaranteed. Because when your heart is and mind is made up, and you don't have to have a minister, you don't have to be in church.
Really?
That's really, baby. You could be at a football field and do that.
Really?
You could be up and watching the world's the Super Bowl in the Pacific Northwest, Seattle versus San Francisco, or somebody. And Seattle wins, and you can ask Jesus Christ for forgiveness of sins, and he can baptize you with the Holy Ghost.
Right then and there.
Right then and there.
So that's what all-powerful energy that you be baptized. You be invoked with energy. You'll be energized, basically, to a certain extent.
Yes. A friend of mine in Youngstown, Ohio, in the middle western United States of America, or midwestern United States of America, Otis, Kelvin and I was at a concert, a James Brown concert, and it sounded good, you know, good God, make it funky now. You know James Brown's music.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure the world knows about James Brown, the great star. As a matter of fact, he passed on a few years ago on a Christmas day. But we were at a concert, and we were feeling the Holy Ghost and spake with other tongues. We were feeling, we were praising Jesus Christ while we were listening to a James Brown concert. Is that legal?
Oh, that's definitely legal. That's definitely legal. So what you're saying is this all-powerful energy is just waiting for us. It wants, it loves body beings.
Yes.
It wants, it's knocking at the door. Like I said, like the scripture says, I knock at the door. So basically the Holy Ghost is talking to your consciousness about coming to Jesus and about getting the Holy Ghost all the time. You really don't need the Bible. It's a thing of a spiritual thing. We're talking more of a spiritual thing. There's nothing wrong with the Bible, like you said.
Right.
The Bible is a book to bring you to the Holy Ghost, to get the Holy Ghost, to tell you how to live right. But once you get that, you saying you have the Word of God within you that will guide and direct you and teach you all truth. Because remember, the Holy Spirit teach you all things. That's what the Scripture says.
Yes, exactly. Because speaking of this young lad, Colton Burpo, I spoke about him before. When he was 3.5 years old, he's now 13 today, or at least he's 13 this particular fiscal year. And he wrote a book, or his dad wrote a book, Reverend Todd Burpo, I believe his name is, How Real is Heaven, or Heaven is for Real, something to that effect. And the book was sold on Amazon and various places throughout the world. Well, that young laddie, now since he was 3.5 years old, he wasn't taught everything and know all the scriptures, but he was caught up in the heavens. And he saw God the Father, Jesus Christ beside him, and he saw the blue Holy Spirit light in front of the throne of Almighty God. And he talked about that Holy Spirit. He told us when he came back to earth, he said, Dad, the Holy Spirit is blue. I was like, what? Most people think the Holy Spirit is a Paracletos personage or a person living beside them. But this Holy Spirit is a cosmic energy everywhere vibrating. And that young lad, Colton Burpo has seen the light of Christ. The Holy Spirit was allowed to be seen in manifest color form. He said, Dad, I saw the blue Holy Spirit. So when you look up in the heavens, you see the blue sky. That should remind you of the blue Holy Spirit, because the Christ colors are blue. The major colors, the blue, rosy red, and gold. The gold. When you look at the rainbow, if you notice, out of all the colors, those three colors stand out, the gold, red, and blue. You can see those big arches. I know most people have seen that throughout the world. Those are the reflected colors of the light of Christ. So
what does that rainbow mean, since we're on that? We know Rainbow City's up in that great northwest up there.
Yes.
We were hearing that at least 10 rainbows last week.
Yes. The rainbow is a covenant that God has made with the people that I will not destroy the world, a global world, by a flood ever again. I'm blessing you, and I'm remembering the covenant. And it's also a warning that, hey, people, wake up. Call upon me. Because in the city of up in the Pacific Northwest, in the Puget Sound region, in the northwest United States, Holy Ghost headquarters, they had a great storm up there in that Oso, Washington. A lot of people have worldwide heard about Oso near Darrington and Arlington area, that they had landslide, but the meteorite that hit it, you know, a lot of action happened up there, because about, 30 to 40 people have died, and they're still finding bodies, and they can't understand it. Well, they had an earthquake a few days before that, and so much action is happening. A lot of people think when they live up in paradise, and it was away from the public, it was all beautiful nature, and some people, they live so good, they think they don't need the light of Christ. They don't need God. They don't need Jesus Christ. And they just do anything they want, from sex animals, animals with sexuality, bestiality, homosexuality, lesbianality, all these things going on. And so they think the all-seeing eye of the light don't see them. And so the light of Christ sees every individual. Everything comes to a head. Then nature has to protest and cause a dramatic cosmic storm and cause these actions to happen to wake up the people and say, hey, you're the temples of the living light. Why are you destroying yourself like this? And so the vibration goes on, and the negative rise up, and it causes a aftershock or an earthquake, and it causes the earth to rock and reel.
So you're saying what happened up there in Oso, Washington up there, it was so much negativity going on with people living up there, that because the house of God is going to be judged first.
Right.
So it was so much negative that nature had to come and that rise up, because man wasn't living to his true nature. So then a meteorite comes, because they talk about meteorites that are going to be coming hitting the earth. It talks about all that. So are you saying that all this is directed to things that are negative, and the people who are living the light of Christ has nothing to worry about?
Yes, absolutely. And Annalise Scarman's other book, Man Triumphant, she got a chapter called The Things That Are to Come on the Earth. And she's right in the line with the scriptures of the book of Revelation. And it speaks about these things that will take place upon the earth. You see, the earth is a beautiful planet, and it feels vibrations because we're living in the fifth world right now. This is the fifth created earth planet, finalized and made by Jesus Christ, because it went through a lot, and it's going through a lot. And these four blood moons that are coming up, you heard about the four blood moons, and the book of Matthew 24 chapter says, and the moon shall turn to blood, or we got so much to cover, and come deep red in color. So this moon is coming up on the covenant that we have described on April 14, 2014, in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's a Monday. Now, I don't know if I told you guys, but there's a covenant we have been called Lord Jesus Christ Fire, New and Everlasting Covenant. And those that want to get in the groove and those who are in love with the eternal light can share that great covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because that moon is going to turn, it's going to be a deep red vibration, a lunar eclipse. It can cause storms, tsunamis, earthquakes, tidal waves, because the moon has a strong pull upon the waters. So, in the book of Isaiah, the 29th chapter, in the 30th chapter, it speaks about the moon becoming bright like the sun. Now, what on the earth do you think would happen if the moon becomes bright like the sun? You're going to have a strong storm. You heard that many storms are already going on in the Pacific Northwest, in the United States of America, up there by Oso, Washington. And we send our love and our hearts out to Oso, Washington, which is near Seattle, Washington, our Holy Ghost headquarters. And so we send our love and our compassion and our peace to those who lost lives and the families who are going through it. But things are happening. Things are happening fast and quick. The temperature is inversion, the temperature transformation. Look at the Middle Western United States of America over in Minnesota. They're having blizzard conditions. Look at the Dallas, Texas, and the southwestern United States of America. They're having baseball balls falling out of the sky, or hail balls. They're hail. And the size of baseballs are filling that area up. And then you have the floods in Shanghai, China. And you have been these different wild storms in Manila, Philippines. There's a lot of action, my beautiful brother and beautiful brothers and sisters throughout the world. Recognize that the earth is picking up these decadent vibrations. The earth is recognizing. It's in the book of the Holy Quran. It even speaks about how Almighty Allah judges the earth through nature, or gives warnings to the people through nature, through weather conditions. It's always been. And in Matthew 24 chapter, Jesus spoke about the earthquakes that will come and hit diverse places, various storm, high price rising, food shortages, crops being limited. It's a lot of things happening. Why is this happening? Because man's vibration has risen up to a decadent state, and it's time for a divine change, sweethearts. It's time for everybody to turn to the light of Christ. It's time for people to turn to the love of the universe. Stop the hate and commence the love. Also, Washington, I speak to you in the United States of America and the Pacific Northwest, the most beautiful part of the country, of the world. Wake up, sweethearts over there. Wake up and come to the light. Wake up and stop your negative activity and submit yourself and bow down and humble yourself to Jesus Christ. Because if you humble yourself, I guarantee things will transform for you. There are some people who were found alive over there. Why? They called on the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's an imperative. Many things are going to be happening, one thing after another. It's just happening. And before they can cover that news, another thing is going to be so much, as Gil Scott Harris is saying, the revolution will not be televised because there's so much activity going on planet Earth. Hatred must stop because of the vibration of hate is reaching the nostrils of Almighty God, and the judgment angels are ready to do their thing. Now, is it a scare tactic? No, my beautiful lovers. We are letting you know everybody always get a warning. The scientists and NASA has broke the news about these blood moons that are about to happen. Now, there's one happening on April 14, another one happening April 14 this year, and in September, I believe it's September 8th. I don't want you people to quote me, but I believe it's September. I know it's in September of 2014, and then two more on the following year. Within the 2-year period, we're going to have four red hot moons. It's going to be some dramatic action, baby. Get excited. put your seatbelts on, take your seatbelts off, because the weather's going to have a ball. And I love weather. I'm a meteorologist. I love the weather. I love wild weather. I've been through monsoons. I've been through earthquakes. I've been through tsunamis. That big tsunami they had about 11 years ago in East India, and about 13 nations was hit by that. We were riding with thousands of bodies sitting in the ocean. We riding the waves, giving glory to Jesus Christ. Why? Because we know the protective power of the light of Christ is real. This whole program is about the divine light of Christ, the light of Jah, Jesus Christ. Hear me, sweet saints of God and wonderful sweet sinners. We love you all. We love every being on planet Earth. We said it before. We said it again. From the hillbillies of Texas to the rednecks where are they? Wherever they are. Bless them. We love every race from the Appalachian Mountains of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, to the Stone Mountain of Georgia, as Dr. King would say. We love people from Tokyo, Japan, all the way to Ohio. We love you from Maine, all the way to Los Angeles, California. We love you from Soviet Union, Russia, all the way to Red China. We love you from Thailand, right here in the great Budala country, all the way to the Filipino islands. And we just love, love, love to New Guinea, every place in the world. We love you from France. We love you from Norway. We love you from the UK. We love you from, what can I say, all over this planet. Do you have to love people you don't know? Yes, you must love everybody, whether you know them or you know. Matter of fact, Mr. Jekinah, let's get his name right, Mr. Jekinah Eslow from Nicaea, France. He said, do I have to love people I don't know? Absolutely, sweetheart, you must love. Is that true, my brother?
Oh, yeah. You got to love everybody. If you don't have love in your heart, what good is it? You can be, you can have, do everything you can do. Like it says in the book, that you can do all kind of things. But if you don't have love, you're just a ding-dong, basically.
Okay.
And only love comes by the power of the Holy Ghost. You have to have the Ghost Holy to have love. You can't love yourself. You can't love yourself by just loving. You got to have the power. It's a power to love. We've been in many churches and people say, I can't do this. I can't. Of course you can. You can't do anything without the power of the Holy Ghost. You know that, my brother. You can't, because we say somebody did something else. Well, I can't do that. No, naturally you can't. If somebody hits you, you're going to knock the hell out of them back. Let's be for real. But when you have the power of the Holy Ghost takes control of you. The Holy Ghost takes control of all your affairs. It takes care of your eating habits. It changes you. It puts thoughts in your mind. It tells you what to do in all things. That's why my brother's talking so much about this divine energy. This divine energy, which is called Jah Jesus.
Yes.
Remember that name.
Yes,
Jah Jesus, baby. Jah Jesus,
baby.
That energy is so important, because without that energy and that powerful name, remember, demons bow. You guys having a lot of turmoil and all that, call on Jah Jesus.
Yes.
Call on that name. Put it to the test. Don't believe what I say. Do it yourself so you have a story to tell. That Jah Jesus is powerful. When anything you have to go against, anything, I'm talking about anything, call on Jah Jesus. It's a powerful name. And once you have the name, you have the power of the Holy Ghost, all these things, they are coming upon the earth. There's no question. It's not to scare you. We're just warning you. They are going to come. But if you're in the Jah Jesus, there's been many stories on TV that have said, my house was praising Jah Jesus, and that house was spared, and all around them was destroyed. Why is that? I mean, that's a message itself. Many stories I've heard on TV like that. Have you had that, my brother?
Oh, many times. I heard the lady in Chicago, Illinois, in the middle west of the United States of America, where the President Obama, I believe, lived before he became President of the United States, and it transformed to Washington, D.C. They had a storm or a firestorm of some type, and she was in the middle of the block, and all the houses got burnt up on the left side, and all the houses got burnt up on the right side. And the news people and the CNN, they say, well, Miss what was her name? I forget her name, but anywhere, Miss Susie, I'll just use a code name, Miss Susie. They said, how come your house did not burn down? She said, ain't no gambling in my house and no unauthorized sex. She said, I'm sanctified, and I worship Jesus Christ. There's the key right there. She said, my house is a house of prayer to Jesus Christ. So as she was praising Jesus Christ energy protected her. She knew the name of power. She knew the name of authority. She knew that there was no other name under heaven that whereby humankind can be saved than the name of Jesus. Acts 4, chapter, verse 12, I just quoted it. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby men can be saved than the name of Jesus Christ.
So when that was happening, the destroying angels, the judging angels, you're praising God, Jesus, that energy around, they're not going to touch that. They can't touch that. They cannot touch that when that energy is there. And when you're praising and you have that Holy Ghost energy flowing stuff, the judgment angels, the destroying angels, they can't touch that. Is that correct?
That is very correct, because they work with the saints of God and those who magnify the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Because anyone that magnified and glorified the name of Jesus Christ and not allergic to Jesus Christ, they get deliverance. They get freedom. They get protection. And that's their insurance policy right there. Your blessed assurance is through Jesus Christ, our Lord. That's why that name, my beautiful sweethearts, is very important. We cannot overemphasize it enough. That name is your deliverance. That name is your Savior. That Savior is in you. The living Jesus Christ is in you. The living Jesus Christ is the eternal spirit of Almighty God. Why are you rejecting? Why are you slacking off, people? Wake up and come to happiness. Wake up and get jiggified. Wake up and come to the truth. Wherever you are, kneel down right now. And if you can't kneel, just pray. Kneel in your heart and just call Jesus, sweetheart, baby. I adore you. I thank you. And if you don't know him, just say, I don't know who you are, but I recognize that you are power. Please come into me. Please give me the revelation. I want to be purified.
Well, I know one place that's really doing it, as the Father told us.
Yes.
The UK.
Yes.
I got to give credit to where credit is. The UK, when we said treat to the needy, they were the top one that was doing it. And when they come about getting the light of Christ, matter of fact, 50% of people left the churches in the UK.
Yes, yes.
The UK, I got to give you credit. Man, you hear something, you get it done. I give my heart out to you. I know Jesus is looking at you saying, man, you move, you groove.
That's right, Mike. Good day, Mike. Yes, over there in the UK. And those who people wonder, what is the UK? That's the United Kingdom. The UK stands for United Kingdom. Like U.S. stands for United States. The United Kingdom up in the European area. Very friendly people.
Yeah.
Very beautiful. They're just as friendly as the United States. Wake up, United States. Wake up, sweetheart. I mean, the UK, the people are very open-minded.
Yeah.
They're appreciative, and they're givers from their heart. And that's why we talk about the treat for the needy during the trick-or-treat days. And it, you know, it's going on strong now, even in the Pacific Northwest and America, the United States of America. Como television station, Steve Poole, the meteorologist, Mary Nome, Channel 4, Como, Seattle, and King 5 News with Joyce Taylor and Dennis Bounds and various ones, and channels, even Channel 7, CBS, or ABC, NBC, and CBS. They're getting these programs going, Safeway stores, Jack in the Box restaurants, headquarters in San Diego, California, which is in the western United States. People are learning to give to the needy. They're not leaving it up to the government only. It's time for the people to wake up. Don't leave it up to the feds only. They got
enough on their hands.
Yes, they do. And so it's time for the people and the churches. I call all you churches, all Methodist, Baptist, Pentecostal, Episcopalian, Apostolic, Mennonite, Amorite, Mormons, Amish, Quakers, everybody, Methodist, Episcopal, Presbyterian, Muslim, Islam, Sunni Muslim, what's the other one? Shiite Muslim, Hindus, Buddhists, Taoism, Jews, Hebrews, synagogue, come together. Stop the hate, sweethearts. All you nonprofit organizations, get together and give to the needy, bless the needy, help those people that need to be helped, the people on the streets. You can collect money for even the Washington State up there, and also Washington, where they have in that situation, and throughout the world. There are many people, American people and European people and Asian people and Africa, they can get together, and you can build your own world. The kingdom of God is within. Remember that. Jesus said the kingdom of God is within you and around you. If you are in love with the Christ light, this light of Jesus Christ, the eternal energy, you can make a difference on planet Earth. Everybody has a gift. The gift to love. The love is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. So if you manifest the power of the love and you pray and commune with the light of Christ inside of you, you would know what to do. Like my good friends up there in the Pacific Edmonds, Washington, in the United States, Alex. Alex, I speak to you. You probably listen to the program. Turn to the Christ light within you. You wondering, can you praise the light of Christ? Yes, you can. Can you make love to the light of Christ? Yes, you can. Can you praise Jesus' name? Yes. Remember, the name of Jesus is not a mortal man. Jesus Christ is an immortal God. And he's the Son of the Father, and he gave his life. So therefore, that name is also the name of the Christ-like. Isn't that beautiful, my brother?
Oh, yeah. That powerful name, we can't emphasize enough. That powerful name, Jah-Jesus.
Yes.
Jah-Jesus, Jah-Jesus, Jah-Jesus. You notice, even in the church world,
yes,
when people start singing about Jesus, they get happy-fied.
Yes.
Don't they? They can say, Lord, this, they can get it, but that's by the beat. But they just say, Jah-Jesus, everybody starts stand up to their feet. That name has authority. It has power. And that's what we're trying to get you by. Get into the name of Jesus. Let's not just say the Lord.
That's
the
right.
Lord. What Lord? It's many lords.
Yes.
And many gods. The scripture says that. What Lord are you talking about? Are you talking about the Lord of Lords? Let's say his name. Jah-Jesus, baby. Let's get that name going. When you see somebody, you say, every time I greet my brother, Jah-Jesus, baby. That's what
right.
It's about. Jah-Jesus, baby.
Jah-Jesus,
baby. That's the slang we say. Jah-Jesus, baby. When he calls me, Jah-Jesus, baby. Jah-Jesus, baby.
That's right.
That's what it's about. It's about Jah-Jesus, baby.
Yes.
We got that in our consciousness. Jah-Jesus, baby. And
yes,
so get into the Jah-Jesus, baby. If you want to use a slang, Jah-Jesus, baby. Jah-Jesus, baby. Get into the slang, Jah-Jesus.
Yes.
Let's say something that's going to help you.
Yes.
It's going to protect you. It's going to bring angels to you. It's going to do all kinds of things. The energy flows with it when you say, Jah-Jesus, the energy lights up all around you. You say Jah-Jesus, your cells just get happy-fied. They become illuminated.
Yes.
That Jah-Jesus is a energy. It's a force. It's intelligence. It's all around you. It's not a person that walks on the side of you like some people think. It's energy.
Yes.
It's energy in action. It's waiting for your command. It's within you. It's all around you. It's all through you. It's in every cell of your being. But as we praise Jah-Jesus, as we get into the Holy Ghost, it will become luminified, and then we will become transfigured. We'll be in the fourth dimension before we know it. And that's for here on earth. Isn't that right, my brother?
That's right. Are you saying that if we get translated, that the physical body can literally stay young forever?
Oh, yeah. It can stay young forever, and it can live forever. This body was built to live forever. That's why Jesus, you know what, my brother? That's why we're here on the earth.
Oh.
We're only on this earth to transfigure our body. People think we're on earth just to work, love, and die. That's a tragedy in itself.
Yes.
Jesus put us on this earth for we can overcome and become glorified. That's the only reason.
That's right.
That's it. I mean, that's our destiny, like you said. Our mission is to go on the radio, but our destiny is what? To overcome.
To overcome death.
To overcome death. And that's everybody's destiny.
Yes.
That's everybody's destiny on earth. That's why you're here. You're not here to die. Who wants to die? Nobody in their right mind wants to die. You want to come and live. As you live, you want to be glorified. And you want, as you live the Jesus principles, everything will come to you. You'll have a glorified life. And as you have a glorified life, then pretty soon you'll be transfigured. And once you transfigure, you'll go with the wind. They won't know where you come, where you go. You'll be just like Jah-Jesus, your great elder brother.
That's right, baby. You hit it right on the thumb, on the noses, because that's the name of the game right there, sweetheart, that keep living the laws of love. If you cannot love and you have a problem loving, then you ask Jah-Jesus to help you. That's what the whole program is all about, loving on Jesus Christ. So we want you, as we go forward to the next time when we meet again on Easter Sunday on April 20th, 2014, we want you to remember the power of love. Remember, when you see the blood moon come or the red moon appearing, deep red in color, do not get fearful. Just call on the name of
Jesus, baby.
Jesus, baby, because that's the key right there. And we're out of here. All
praises
to Jesus,
baby. Namaste.
Namaste.
So be it. Jesus, baby. We love you.